Today's daf is Pesachim daf Ayin Zayin, and we are at the Mishnah, 9 lines from the bottom of daf Ayin Vav Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Zchus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leia, Dvorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Moshe Abba ben Dvorah, and Yonah Adina bas Amalia. Today's daf is being learned as a Zchus for Yecheskel Shraga ben Miril, and today's daf is being learned to Ilui Nishmas Avram ben Yibodol Chaim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chaim. So we're continuing to discuss the halachos of Korban Pesach. And today's daf, and tomorrow's daf, and the daf after that is going to get into the halachos of Pesach Haba B'Tumah, and really the halachos of all karbanos tzibur that are Ba B'Tumah. So Tumah is a major impediment when it comes to karbanos. If a person's Tameh, even a Kohen, he can't enter the Beis HaMikdash. If a carbon is Tameh, you can't bring Makrovit. Meaning if the Dam is Tameh, you can't put it on the Mizbeach. If the Emurim are Tameh, you can't put it on the Mizbeach. If the Basar of a Kachem is Tameh, you wouldn't be able to eat it. Stating that, there's a halacha that says that if a carbon tzibur is Babetumah, it's going to be okay. Meaning, as long as Roiv of Klal Yisrael are Tameh, or if Roiv of the Kohanim are Tameh, the halacha is that as long as the carbon being brought is a carbon tzibur, it's going to be okay. And there's a major machloikis in Shas whether Tumah is Hutra B'tzibur or Tumah is Tchuya B'tzibur. This special dispensation that you find regarding Tumah, is it Hutra B'tzibur or is it Tchuya B'tzibur? Hutra B'tzibur would mean that even though there are laws of Tumah that govern Kachim, but that's only as it relates to a carbon yachin. When it comes to a carbon tzibur, the laws of Tumah were never stated. Tumah Tchuya B'tzibur would mean, of course, the laws of Tumah were stated as it relates to a carbon tzibur. However, the halacha is that when you are doing the avoida of a carbon tzibur, so the avoida of a carbon tzibur has an ability to quote-unquote be doicha the laws of Tumah. L'may nafgamina, if Tumah is hutra b'tzibur, so there's no isra Tumah at all. You don't have to think about it. It's just not even something that you need to address. If Tumah is tchuya b'tzibur, that means the metzius of the Tumah really exists. It's just that avoida overrides any invoice that you're going to have to pay as a result to dealing with the Tumah. But really, there is a Tumah. So what would be the nafgamina? If you're bringing a carbon tzibur, where roiv of Klal Yisrael is Tumah, is there an ideal katchila that the kohen that does the avoida should be tahar versus Tumah? If Tumah is hutra b'tzibur, so there is no Tumah in the presence of a carbon tzibur. So what difference does it make if the kohen is Tumah yatar? As far as we're concerned, he's tahar. If, however, Tumah is tchuya b'tzibur, that means really all the isurim exist. It's just like I say, carbon tzibur is doicha the iser Tumah. So if that's the case, to the extent that you can avoid somehow having Tumah, just like in the world of Dechia, in other areas in Shas, where it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, so we try to prevent it, so too over here, the halacha would be the same thing. So again, Tumah is a huge deal when it comes to karbanos. Carbon tzibur? No. Why? Machlokes in Shas, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, Tumah Tchuya B'Tzibur, the Makar to these sugyas of Tumah Hutra and Tumah Tchuya are the Gemaras that we're about to learn. Says the Mishnah, Chamisha Dvarim Ba'an B'Tumah, there are 5 Karbanos, these are all Karbanos Tzibur, that can be brought in a state of Tumah. Meaning, if Roiv of Klal Yisrael's Tameh, if Roiv of the Kohanim are Tameh, they could be brought in Necholim B'Tumah. However, even though these Karbanos are able to be brought B'Tumah, but they can't be eaten B'Tumah. So, there was a chelek of almost all Karbanos that was Necha. The most notable exception as it relates to a carbon that wasn't Necha was the carbon Oila. But other than the carbon Oila, for the most part, every carbon that was brought, a portion of the meat was able to be eaten. So the Mishnah is saying a very important Chiddush, that even though you have the idea of carbon Haba B'Tumah, but it's only as it relates to every aspect other than the achila. But even a carbon that could be brought b'tumah is eino necholim b'tumah. If you're tamei, or if the carbon is tamei, or if roiv of Klal Yisrael is tamei, the halacha is you would not be able to eat this carbon b'tumah. So what are these 5 karbanos that we just said are ba b'tumah, but they can't be eaten b'tumah? The first one is the carbon oimer. The second one is the shtei alechem. That's a carbon that was born on Shavuos. V'lechem aponim. That was brought every Shabbos. V'zivchei shalmei tzibur, that was the kifsei atzeres, that was brought on Shavuos as well. Rashi says here, what he says in a few places, that ein shlomim acherim letzibur. This is the only example of a carbon shlomim that was brought betzibur, was si'irei roshei chadashim. And the goats the Karbanos Chatos that were brought special on Rosh Chodesh, meaning they were part of the Karban Musaf that was born on Rosh Chodesh. So there's five examples of Karbanos that are Bab Tumah, but they're not Nechal B'Tumah. The Karban Omer, the Shtei Alechem, the Lechem Aponim, Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, the Sirei Rosh HaGadashim. As the Mishnah HaPesach Shabab B'Tumah, Karban Pesach is also a Karban Tzibur, which by the way is a little bit of a Chiddush, because usually when you think of a Karban Tzibur, you think of one Karban that's being brought from the entire Tzibur, a Karban that's being paid for by the Machzis HaShekel. The Karban Pesach is considered a Karban Tzibur because all of Klal Yisrael brought it, despite the fact that they all brought their own individual Karban. So says the Mishnah, the Karban Pesach was Bab B'Tumah, and here's the Chiddush, it was also Nechal B'Tumah. The reason is it's what we spoke about in the introduction to Perek Tam and Nishchad and said was going to come up again and again and again. The Iker of the Karban Pesach is the Achilas Karban Pesach. I mean that the Iker is the Achila. If there's a din that this Karban can be brought B'Tumah, it has to be Nechal B'Tumah. Because you can't have a Karban Pesach without Achila. So by other Karbanas where the Achila is just an extra credit, mitzvah menam mufcher type of idea. So it doesn't have to necessarily be nitcha mipnei atoma, and there the halach is eino nachalim betoma. However, as it relates to the Karban Pesach, where the ikra of the Karban Pesach was the achilo, so Karban Pesach is treated as a Karban Tzibur, it's baba toma, not only is it baba toma, but it's going to be nechal betoma as well. So again, the Mishnah is discussing the laws of a Karban Tzibur that's baba toma. It mentioned that there's five karbanos that are baba toma that are not Nechal B'Tumah, and then there's one that's Bab B'Tumah, it's also Nechal B'Tumah. Now, just to state the obvious, the Mishnah mentions examples of Karbanos Tzibur that are brought B'Tumah. We left out the most obvious. What happened to the Karban Tamid that was brought in the morning, that was brought again Bein Arbayim? The Mishnah mentioned Seirei Rashi Chadashim. The Seir was the Chatas that was part of the cocktail that was the Karban Musaf. What about the Oilos that were brought, the Oilas Shabbos B'Shabbatoy, Al Oilas HaTomei V'Niska? What about the Karban Oilo? How come it's not mentioned? So the Teretz is very posh. The Teretz is because the Mishnah is not just telling me Karbanos Tzibur that are brought B'Tumah. The Mishnah wants to tell me Halacha. There are five Karbanos that are Bab B'Tumah, but they're not Nechal B'Tumah. The Karban Oilo is never Nechal. So because it's not never eaten, it doesn't fit into the category that the Mishnah's describing. If the Mishnah was going to tell me all the examples of karbanos that are Bab B'Tumah, so it would have mentioned the Tamid Shel Shachar, the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, there would have been a whole additional list of all the oilos that you find that are karbanos Tzibur, and certainly they're going to be Bab B'Tumah. But the Mishnah's criteria, the boxes you have to check off in order to be in this Mishnah, is number one, you're a Karban Tzibur. Number two, you have basar that's eaten. And what the Mishnah is coming to say is that of the Karbanos Tzibur that have basar that were eaten, five of them were Bab B'Tumah, but they weren't Nechal B'Tumah. One of them was Bab B'Tumah, was also Nechal B'Tumah, which is that one. That's the Karban Pesach. But the Gemara is still not happy with the list. Fake the Gemara, Chamisha Lamutei Mai, says in the Mishnah, five. Now we know that the time of the Mishnah usually allowed us to count and do the back of the envelope arithmetic on our own. And that's why any time the time of the Mishnah does the math for us, the Gemara will ask the kasha, Minyana Lemute Mai. So essentially, the Gemara's question of Chamisha Lemute Mai is like saying, Rashi, Minyana Lamali. Why did the Mishnah have to count for this? The Gemara says, Lemute Chagigas Chamisha. So clearly, there's some Chiddush in this Mishnah, and the Chiddush is that it's five as opposed to six. Which Karban would you have thought is the sixth? Which Karban would you have thought is Bab B'Tumah of Einu Nechal B'Tumah? It's the Chagiga that was brought on the 15th day of Yontif, meaning it's the Shalmei Chagiga that was brought on all three regalim. It was brought on Pesach, it was brought on Sukkot, and it was brought on Shavuos. Says the Gemara, why should you have thought that it should be included in the Mishnah? Sukkot, I mean, I would have thought, given the Karban Tzibur, being that it's a Karban Tzibur, why is it a Karban Tzibur? The same reason the Karban Pesach is a Karban Tzibur. Because all of Klal Yisrael is bringing it. So even though it's not one individual Karban, it's not your traditional, conventional Karban Tzibur, but it technically meets the criteria of a Karban Tzibur. And it was brought at a very specific time. We'll see what that means. So you would have thought that the Halach should be brought to as well. Kamash Malan, that's the Teretz. That's the Chiddush in the Mishnah. It's only five, not six, that the Shalmi Chagiga wasn't brought to. Why not? Because the reason is because if the Shalmei Chagiga, if the first day Yontif fell in on Shabbos, so the Shalmei Chagiga wasn't brought on Shabbos. The reason is because you had 7 days to bring the Shalmei Chagiga. Even on Shavuos, where the Yontif is only one day, you have 7 days to bring the Shalmei Chagigas. It means that it had Tashlumen of 7 days, Leidachya Shabbos. So in Alachas, you can't bring it on Shabbos. Because the only time a carbon is Leidachya Shabbos is if you would have to bring it on Shabbos, where there's no Tashlumen. If you wouldn't bring the carbon Pesach at Yudal Nisan, there'd be no time to bring the carbon Pesach. If you couldn't bring the carbon Tamid on Shabbos, so you couldn't bring Shabbos' carbon Tamid on Sunday. But the Shalmei Chagiga, you always have Tashlumen. Because you have Tashlumen, so the Alachas is the Shalmei Chagiga, despite the fact that it's a carbon Tzibur, but it wouldn't be Leidachya Shabbos. Umid the Shabbos, Leidachya Tamid. I mean that it's not Doicha Shabbos, it's not Doicha Tome either. So the Chiddush of the Mishnah is 5, as opposed to a 6th, which is the 6th, the Shalmei Chagiga. Why would you think that Shalmei Chagiga should be included in the Mishnah? What do you mean? It's also a carbon tzibur. Why isn't it included? Because it can't be brought on Shabbos. And being that it can't be brought on Shabbos, it can't be brought to Tomei. It says, Rav Nisli, Nami Siri Horgon. Why didn't we mention the chatois that were part of the carbonois tzibur that were brought on Yontiv? So the Gemara says, Atonali, Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur. We mentioned already Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur. Meaning, it really is more than 5. There's more than 5 specific examples of carbonis. But there's 5 categories of carbonis. Once the Mishnah mentioned Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, the Mishnah mentioned the carbonois shlomim that were a carbon tzibur that were brought on Shavuos. So that means any carbon that was bought special for Yontiv that had a chelik of bas, so that was Nechel, has a din of a carbon tzibur. However, the halachas, he wouldn't be able to eat the meat. So there's no reason to mention the Sirei HaRegalim, because once we mention the Zivchei Atzeres, so that's included in that. So how can we mention then the Chatois that were born on Rosh Chodesh, the ton of Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur? Once he mentions Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, the carbon tzibur that was born on Yontiv, so what's the difference between Yontiv and Rosh Chodesh? Gemara says, I mean, no, that's a difference already. Yontiv and Rosh Chodesh are not the same thing. Sirei Rosh Chodesh, it's really so good. I mean, I would have thought that maybe the only time you can bring a carbon tzibur on Yontif is on Yontif. You know why? Because by the karbonis of Yontif, it says Mayed, right? Elam Mayad Hashem. All the Yamim Tovim were called Mayed. So I would have thought that because there it says Mayed, so there it can be brought even b'tumah. What does Mayed have to do with being brought b'tumah? So Gemara is going to explain it in a few lines, but essentially the point is Mayed means you bring it in its designated time. And it doesn't matter if at that designated time, your Tameh, either way, the Allah is you bring it. So I would have thought, had I only known the idea that the Karbonah Sibur of Yontif can be brought to Tomo, so again, I would have thought that it's Dafka, the Karbonah Sibur on Yontif, because it says Mayed. Rosh Chodesh is not Mayed, Kamash Malon. So what's Pshat? So why then can you bring the Seirim of Rosh Chodesh? The Chiddush is the Rosh Chodesh Ikri Mayed. Rosh Chodesh really is called Moed. Kedah Abaya. Like Abaya said, Amar Abaya said, Tammuz Dehai Shasa Ma'aluye Milyua. Tammuz of that year. Rashi says the year of Shiluach Meraglim. The year that the Meraglim went out and reported back there. So it was a full month. The Chsiv Karolai Moed Lishbar Bachurai. There were 2 days Rosh Chodesh that year. And the reason there were 2 days Rosh Chodesh, because Hashem wanted that the day the Meraglim would come back and he would give this bad report and the Yidah would cry, would be on Tisha B'Av. So in order to orchestrate that it would fall out on Tisha B'Av, there had to be an extra day of Yontif, extra day of Rosh Chodesh. The point is, the pasuk that says, Karo alai moyed lishbar bachurai, what was the moyed? A second day Rosh Chodesh. So if it means a second day Rosh Chodesh, see Rosh Chodesh is called Mayed, that's the punchline. That's why we know that not only the Karbanos Sibur of Yontif could be brought to Tumah, but even the Karbanos Sibur of Rosh Chodesh could be brought to Tumah. But at least that's a Chiddush. So the reason the Mishnah had to mention the Kifsei Atzeres, and the Mishnah had to mention the Seirei Rosh Chodesh, because they're 2 separate ideas. One is talking about the Karbanos Sibur that was born on Yontif, the other one's talking about the Karbanos Sibur that was born on Rosh Chodesh. I wouldn't necessarily know one from the other. Why? Mayed. Yontif is Mayed. Rosh Chodesh is not really Mayed. Oh, Abaya said, Karolai Mayed, a pasuk in Eichel. That's how you end up with Rosh Chodesh also being called Mayed. But you want to know why the Mishnah didn't have to mention all other karbonis that were brought on Yontif, that were karbonis Sibur? It's not necessary to mention all those karbonis. The reason it's not necessary to mention is because once it says Kiftei Atzeres, so those karbonis are going to be included. It sounds like the Makar, that karbonis Sibur could be brought by Tumah, is because it says regarding Karbanos Sibur, the word Mayed, says the Gemara. Yeah, that is the Makar. I mean, not immediately, how do you know that? The Tanu Rabbanan, from the following Brais, it says in the Torah, Vayitaber Moshe Smeyadei Hashem. The end of the Pasuk is, El B'nei Yisrael. Why does the Pasuk have to say this? I mean, this Pasuk doesn't sound like it's adding much. In fact, if you look in the context, it already talks about the Mayadim, and we know exactly what's going on. Vayitaber Moshe Smeyadei Hashem El B'nei Yisrael. The Chiddush can't be that these days are called Mayed, because that you're going to know anyways. So what exactly is this Pasuk teaching me? The reason is because I know that Tamid needs to be brought B'Mayadoi, not Yontif, but b'mayadoi, in its designated time. And Pesach also has to be brought b'mayadoi. Shenemar b'hu b'mayadoi, b'mayadoi, afilu b'shabbos, b'mayadoi, afilu l'tumah. And from the words mayadoi, I know that the carbon tumah and the carbon Pesach can be brought on Shabbos. From the words mayadoi, I know they can be brought tumah. Kabbana sibur, mitchak, kabbana sibur, minai. How do I know other kabbana sibur? Shenemar says in the Torah, Eila tasu l'ashem b'mayadeichem. And that pasuk teaches me that other kabbana sibur are going to have these halachas as well. Minai and the rabbis, oimer v'akorev imoy, shtei alechem v'akorev imoy. How do you know that the carbon Omer and the carbon of the Shtei Alechem is also included in Moyed? It's also included in the laws of Karbanos Sibur that it could be brought on Shabbos and it could be brought betomo. Talmud Omer, that's this possible. That all the Karbanos that were brought on Yontif, that were brought at specific times, are called Moyed. And once they're called Moyed, we know they're brought b'Shabbos, and more specifically as it relates to our sugya, we know they're brought betomo. Because anything that the Torah refers to as Mayer, as it relates to its carbon, it means the carbon is going to be brought at that time, and it doesn't matter whether at that time it's Shabbos, which would pose an issue to bring a carbon, or at that time people are Tomei, and as a result it's going to be a problem. Says the Gemara, V'cholhani Lomali. Why do I need all these different psukim? Why do I need all these mentions of Mayadoi to know the laws of the Mishnah? Couldn't it be like one pasuk that says a carbon sibur is brought by Mayadoi, and I would know all carbon sibur are brought by Shabbos, all carbon sibur are brought by Tomo? Someone says, no, Tzrich Dikas Rachmano Tomen. Had I only known that the carbon Tomen could be brought by Mayadoi, haven't been I would have told Tomen King Tod. Tomen has a Milo, number one, it's Tod, it's brought every day. Something that's Tod there is always a maila, tadr v'she'enoi tadr, tadr kaidim, v'kolo. Not just that, the carbon tamid was an oila, which means all its meat was burnt on the mizbeach. That's a maila. Avo Pesach loy. Pesach, number one, it's not tamid. It was brought one day a year. And number two, it's not kolo. It was mostly eaten. Kamash molon. So therefore, I needed no Pesach. Because I'm on a Pesach. I had only said Pesach, I would have said Pesach shuanish karis. Pesach is very chomer. Because if someone doesn't bring the carbon Pesach, he's chayiv karis. Even though it's a mitzvah saseh, he's chayiv karis. Avo tamid. But the carbon tamid, the ain onish karis, which doesn't carry with it a punishment of karis, aim away. Kamash molon. So therefore, I have because of Rachman Hani Tarti. And had it said only Pesach and Tamid, have I mean, I would have thought Hanihu Deyesh Memtzad Chomer. Each one of those have a Chomer. Tamid, Tadav Kal. Tamid has the two Chomers that we just mentioned. Number one is poured every day. Number two, it's completely consumed on the Mizbech. Pesach Shuanish Karis. Pesach has the Chomer that is a Chi of Karis. Avol Shav Karbanos Sibur. Other Karbanos Sibur. Emaloi. Maybe not. Because of Rachmano, Eile Tasu Lashem B'mayadechem. Therefore, we need a Riboy. So I can't know Tamid from Pesach. I can't know Pesach from Tamid. If I know Tamid and Pesach, I wouldn't learn anything else from those two. So we need another Riboy of Eile Tasu Lashem B'mayadechem. But we're still not done. Because he can't learn all other Karbanos Sibur from that one word. But what? Because I had only said that. I would have thought maybe that's only marber carbonos sibur, where the purpose of the carbon is kapara. Most carbonos' purpose was kapara. The question is, what different carbonos were mechaper for? Chatas is mechaper for this. Even an oil is mechaper. Right? Everything was mechaper for something. Almost everything. Says the Gemara. So I would have thought from elatasu l'ashem b'mayadechem that we could be marber other carbonos that are brought b'mayadechem, but that are mechaper. Aval oimer v'shtei halechem. The carbon oimer and the carbon shtei halechem, they ain't ba'al lechaper. They weren't ba'al lechaper. Elo lehater ba'al menenu. All they're coming to do is to be matter. The carbon oimer was matter chadosh. You weren't allowed to eat from the tfuah chadosha until the carbon oimer was brought. The shtei halechem was also matter chadosh. This is Menachos 101. Just like the oimer was matter chadosh, the shtei halechem was matter chadosh. The difference is the oimer was matter chadosh begvulin. The shtei halechem was matter chadosh b'mikdash. So even though you were allowed to eat chadosh in your home once the carbon oimer was brought on Tezai and Nisan, but there were another 49 or so days that you were going to have to count, meaning until Shavuos came, before they brought the shtei halechem, for them to be able to now use the tfuah hachadosha as a part of a krova, as a mincha, in the Beis HaMikdash. The point is, Oimer and Shtei HaLechem are both matirin. So I would have thought that being that they're matirim, they're less chashev as a carbon. They're not being mechapa for anything. All they're doing is being matir. So maybe they're not included in the halacha that you can bring a betuma, you can bring a b'Shabbos, kamash mulon, that's the chiddush that you can. Because Rechmano, Oimer and Shtei HaLechem, and it said Oimer and Shtei HaLechem, lichudayu, right? Let it just say Oimer and Shtei HaLechem, and let it not say other karbonos sibur, and you'll make a kavol chaimer. Madach, something that's a matir, you can bring b'Shabbos, you can bring betuma. Certainly tell me that's mechapa. The Gemara says, no, because you could always spin this far the other way. Have a minahad, Rabbi Oimer and Shtei HaLechem, dan limi. The boy lahater. There's a special mylon kachem when something is matter. So this carbon, when that's being matter, so maybe that could be brought by Shabbos betumah. But other carbonos, they're only coming lechaper, but they're not coming to be matter. Maybe not kamash malon. That's the chiddush. So again, the point is, all carbonos sibur could be brought betumah. All carbonos sibur could be brought to the Shabbos. How do I know it? I know it because it says in the Torah, moyadoi. Mayade teaches me afilu b'Shabbos. Mayade teaches me afilu b'Tumah. Stating that, had we just said by one carbon tzibur, the halacha of Mayade, I would have never known to apply all the carbonic tzibur. Because the svar is ahin and svar is aher, that you could always say that maybe only this carb, maybe the tamid, maybe only the pesach, maybe only carbonis that come lechaper, maybe only carbonis that are matter. So it's because of the combination of psukim that we end up with the halacha that we have. But one thing is clear, what's the makar? How do you know pesach can be brought b'Shabbos? How do you know all carbonic tzibur can be brought b'Shabbos? Mayade. How do you know carbonic tzibur can be brought b'tumah? It's learned out from Mayade. Now, if this feels a little bit uncomfortable, it's a good thing, because we've learned Gemaras earlier in the Masechta, where the Gemara specifically said that you can't learn anything from the word Mayade. In the sugya of Hillel and the Bnei Beseira. So the Gemara said, how do you know Pesach is Baba Shabbos? Bnei Beseira had no idea. So Hillel told the Bnei Beseira, I'll tell you what, I was Mekabel from Shmaya Vavtalion. He said, you are Shamash Shmaya Vavtalion properly, that's why you don't notice. I was Shamash Shmaya Vavtalion, I know. The reason is because it says regarding the carbon tamid, Oilas Shabbos b'Shabbatoi, al Oilas Atamid v'Nisko. So it's clear that the Oilas Tamid was brought on Shabbos, and it says Mayadoi by the carbon tamid, and it says Mayadoi by Pesach, and we make Gzeres Shabbos Mayadoi Mayadoi. And the Gemara spoke it out mafurish, fleshig. The Gemara said very clearly, the Makar is not Mayadoi. Mayadoi is the Gzeres Shava that connects Pesach and Tamid. The Makar is that it says by the Tamid, Oilas Shabbos b'Shabbatoi, al Oilas Atamid v'Nisko. It's a mafurish apasik. So the Makar that Pesach and Tomid are brought to Shabbos is not because it says Mayadoi. It's because it says Oilas Shabbos b'Shabbatai, Oilas Tomid v'Nisko. The reference to Mayadoi is just the building block for the Gzeir Shava. It could have been La La Meisha. It could have been Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron. That's nothing to do with the word Mayadoi. It's punk. That's the Gzeir Shava. The Makar is something else. As it relates to Karbonis being brought to Tumah, that was the next staff in Masechtas in the sixth parak, right? The Gemara said, we discussed the fact that Pesach and Tamid are brought b'Shabbos. Let's digress for one daf. Let's talk about the fact that they brought b'Tumah. The Gemara said, what's the Makar? How do you know they brought b'Tumah? Because it says, Ish, who's Tamid l'Nefesh, came time to bring the Karbon Pesach, he got pushed off the Pesach Sheni. What did the Gemara say? A Yachid, an individual, gets pushed off the Pesach Sheni. But a Tzibur doesn't get pushed off the Pesach Sheni. What does he do? After a whole drasha, the Gemara says, he can bring the Karbon B'Tumah. And it says, Mayadoi by the Karbon Pesach. And it says, Mayadoi by the Karbon Tumah. So Mayadoi, Mayadoi. Again, Mayadoi, Mayadoi not being the source. Mayadoi, Mayadoi simply being the Gzeir Shava. So, L'chura, here we have a Mefurish Sugya that's inconsistent with the previous sugya. The two Gemaras aren't talking to each other. Tosfos and the Rishonim asked the Kashna, either way, the Gemara now is going to shift gears for a moment. And really, to learn the next Gemara, we need a dot of an introduction. And that is machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua in Shas. Regarding a carbon that's being brought, where something happened to the meat of the carbon. Now, the ikar of a carbon, no matter what carbon, was the avodah sadah. So someone has to bring a carbon chatas. Animal, harezu chatas, you bring it into the azara, you hand it over to the kohen, shchita, even a zar could do that, kabbalah, haylacha, zrika, every carbon has its own kitzur shulchan aruch of how you do the zrika. Once the zrika is done, the kohen turns around, tells this yid, you got your kapara, you're done, right, poil al is git, and now he's good to go. He has to do tshuva, but he's fine. At this point, he got any kapara that he needed. Now, the avodas carbon is not finished. They took the fats, certain fats, and they put it on the mizbeach. And then they took certain basar. This was a chatas. Chatas is kachi kadashim. Only a kohen was allowed to eat it. Only a zachar was allowed to eat it. And even then, it had to be eaten in the azara. If it leaves the azara, it becomes possible yoytze. Good. That's what you did with it. A shlamim, a bislandish. But the point is that every single carbon had the avodas adam, and then you had the avodah of the basar. But the ikar of the carbon is always the avodah sadam. So theoretically, what would it be if you have a carbon chatas and all of a sudden the basar disappeared? It's gone. You can't find it. You're looking around. What happened to the meat? Or it became tameh. Or something else happened to it. It shouldn't really matter. In the big scheme of things, as long as you could do the avodah sadam, that in and of itself, you would think, should be okay. Stating that, there's a shitas Rabbi Yeshua in Shas. Rabbi Yeshua says, im ein dam, ein basar. If you don't have the dam of a carbon, so you don't have the basar of a carbon. That's pasha. You need the dam to have the basar. You have to do the shechita kabbalah ilach hazrika in order for the carbon to be a kosher carbon. By the way, what that means is that you couldn't even eat the basar unless you did hazrika. You couldn't be makta de emurim if you didn't do hazrika. But that's pasha. Im ein dam, ein basar. But Rabbi Yeshua's chiddush was, im ein basar, ein dam. If you don't have basar, you don't have dam either. Dam and basar are literally tied by the hip. They're 100% bound to each other. So if you don't have dam, You don't have basar, that's pasha. If you don't have basar, even though it's tafel, it's not the ikka part of the carbon. You have to have basar. How much basar do you have to have? A kezias. Which basar does it have to be? It doesn't matter. You can have a kezias of basar, and you can have a kezias of imurim. What if you have a half a kezias of basar, half a kezias of imurim? So buy a carbon oila, where it all goes on the mizbeach anyways. It could be mitzdarf. As it relates to other karbanos, where the basar was eaten and the imurim were burnt, so it's not the same thing. So if it's not the same thing, there wouldn't be able to be mitzdarf. But that's Rabbi Yeshua's shita. Rabbi Yeshua is, im ein dam ein basar, so too im ein basar ein dam, Rabbi Eliezer argues. Rabbi Eliezer says, there's no such halacha of im ein basar, so Rabbi Yeshua is the machmer, even though Rabbi Yeshua is Beis Hillel, who's usually Mekel. And Rabbi Eliezer is the Mekel, even though Rabbi Eliezer is Beis Shammai, he's usually machmer. But over here it's counterintuitive. Rabbi Yeshua's shita is im ein basar ein dam, and Rabbi Eliezer's shita is there's no such issue of basar and dam. The backdrop of the rest of the daf into tomorrow's daf is going to be this machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. And the Gemara is going to begin and end, really, in the same place. And that is, ask a question on Shitas Rabbi Yeshua from our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Sovru, Dilukuli Alma Tumah Tchuyah Hibetziv. It would seem that everybody is of the opinion that Tumah is Tchuyah Hibetzivor. Now, I think most people's reaction would be, come again? Everyone holds Tumah Tchuyah Hibetzivor. This is like the biggest machlokes in Shas. Is Tumah Tchuyah Hibetzivor or is Tumah Hutch Hibetzivor? But the Gemara is making an interesting hanocha. Sovru, everybody holds. This is a big hanocha. Without this hanocha, we don't have today's daf. So everybody holds that tumas tchuyah hi betzibur. Ubayot tzitzel ratzitz. And if that's the case, the only reason you can bring a carbon bit tumah is because the tzitz is doing its thing. Now, what does that mean? So this is very important. The halacha is that a carbon yachid can't be brought to tumah. Our sugi that we're learning is a carbon tziva that's being brought to tumah. But a carbon yachid, of course, can't be brought to tumah. What would be if you have a carbon yachid and it was brought betumah? The kayin was tameh, or the basner was tameh, the dam was tameh. So there are certain instances where the halacha is that even though it's a carbon yachid, and a carbon yachid can't be brought betumah, but bidda avad, if you did it already, then the halacha is it's going to be okay. And it's based on the fact that the tzitz had a certain magical power, v'nosa avoyna kachem, the Torah says, that it had the ability to forgive and be mechaper and to somehow wash away certain kachem problems. And the most notable one was tumah. So if you have a carbon yachid, let's say the dam, that's the classic example, became tumah, you did the srik, and then afterwards you realize, oh, Rabbeinu Shalom, b'shoigig, I just took dam that was tumah, I put it on the mezbeach. You say, of course, it's not a kosher garben. How can you get a kosher srik with dam that's tumah? The halach is you could, because the tzitz has the ability to be meratza. So listen to this very important piece. Carbon tzibur, does it have to do with the tzitz? Says the Gemara Tzitali. If tumah is hutra b'tzibur, it doesn't have to do with the tzitz. The reason you can bring a carbon tzibur b'tumah is because there's no laws of tumah when it comes to a carbon tzibur. If, however, tumah is tchuyah b'tzibur, that means the mitzias of tumah exists even by the carbon tzibur. Narvas, tumah tchuyah b'tzibur. Says the Gemara, it doesn't have to be this way, but this is what the Gemara says, that the way it works is with the tzitz. Just like the tzitz is miratza, when there's tumah by a carbon yachid, so too the tzitz is going to be meratza when there's tumah by a carbon tzibur. But this is a major nafkemina between the man that holds tumah hutra b'tzibur and tumah tchuyah b'tzibur. If you hold tumah hutra b'tzibur, then you do with the tzitz. Isn't there a concept that tzitz is meratza? It's by karbanos yachid. You don't need it by a carbon tzibur. Because there is no tumah by a carbon tzibur. Because tumah hutra b'tzibur. If, however, you hold that tumah is tchuyah b'tzibur, that means the cheftz of the tumah is here. Just the halach is tchuyah. It doesn't matter. The carbon tzibur doesn't care about the fact that this tumah, it could push it away. It's called olam gavar. It suffocates it. It says, I don't care about you. Fine, but the tumah is here. We recognize tumah. L'katchila, you find a kain that's not tumah. L'katchila, you find a klisharis that's not tumah. Try to do this in the right way. Oh, if there's a metzias of tumah and it works, it probably works with the tzitz. So says the Gemara again. The savru is that everybody holds that tumah is tchuyah b'tzibur. And if tumah is tchuyah b'tzibur, what does that mean? You need the tzitz in order to make this work. Okay, and again, this is very important. This is mamish, very important to understand. Pashup shayim l'gemar. Now, how do you know everybody holds tumah tchuyah b'tzibur? So the Gemara almost contradicts itself in the next line. Wait, because the only one we know that holds, I thought everybody holds tumah tchuyah b'tzibur. Okay, so clearly somebody holds tumah tchuyah b'tzibur. Because the only one that we know that holds tumah tchuyah b'tzibur is Rabbi Yehuda. Tanya learned in a braisa. Tzitz, as we say, tzitz, ben sheyesh la'al mitzchay, ben she'ein la'al mitzchay. Miratza. So this was a machloikis Tanoim as it relates to a carbon yachid that's being brought to Tumah, not carbon tzibur. It's going to be a little confusing. So as it relates to the tzitz being meratza, where it's meratza even if the Kohen Gadol is not wearing it. Divrei Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Odeh al-metzcha meratza." If the Kohen Gadol is wearing it, it's meratza. In odeh al-metzcha en meratza. If, however, he's not wearing the tzitz, it's not going to be meratza. Only Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon told Rabbi Yehuda, again, Rabbi Yehuda said that the only time the tzitz was ever meratza is if the Kohen Gadol was wearing the tzitz. So he said, if that's the case, Kohen Gadol b'yom kippur yichiyach. There were times on Yom Kippur that the Kohen Gadol didn't wear the tzitz, and still you don't find anywhere that it wasn't meratza. So you see clearly, right? Why didn't he wear the tzitz sometimes? Because whenever he entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim in Kategor and Asas HaNegor, he always had it with a big day loving. So there were times that he wasn't wearing the tzitz, and you don't find anywhere that the laws of Tumah change on Yom Kippur. So what do you see from there? Rabbi Yehuda told Rabbi Shimon, oh, must be that the tzitz is meratza, even if the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz. Oh, my lois, Rabbi Shimon told Rabbi Yehuda, you're bringing me rayas from Yom Kippur, Hanachlu Yom HaKippurim. Because Tumah is Hutcher B'tzibur. So he told him back, don't bring me any rayas from Yom Kippur, because Tumah Hutcher B'tzibur. So what do you see from here? The Reb Shimon Sofer, the Reb Shimon obviously holds Tumah Tchuyehi B'tzibur. Reb Shimon that said that the tzitz is meratza, even when it's not on mitzchoy, and what was his raya? His raya was from Yom Kippur, must be because he holds Tumah Tchuyehi B'tzibur. Because if he held Tumah Hutcher B'tzibur, then Rabbi Yehuda is right. What are you comparing? Which Eiches? What are you comparing one to the other? So it must be that Rabbi Shimon holds Tumah Tchuyehi B'tzibur. So again, just let's just focus on this for 1 second. Take this in. So the Gemara is like this. It's part of we're making Anoch in the Sukkah. Everybody holds Tumah Tchuyehi B'tzibur. You know how I know that? Because Machloikis, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. And in that Machloikis, Rabbi Shimon holds Tumah Tchuyehi B'tzibur. Rabbi Yehuda holds Tumah Hutcher B'tzibur. That's a raya that everybody holds Tumah Tchuyehi B'tzibur. First of all, who said anything about everybody? We just mentioned Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, number one. And of the two opinions that we mentioned, one Tana holds Tumah Hutcher B'tzibur, one Tana holds Tumah Tchuyehi B'tzibur. Now, to dig a little bit deeper, because we talk about this a lot, if this is Machloikis and Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda in Shas, and we don't know who the halacha is like, who are we paskin like? That's easy. Rabbi Shimon B'yachai, that loch is going to be like him lost a love light. The Teferi Shloima, David Amel. Who do we passing like in this world? In this world, we passing like Rabbi Yehuda. So we passing like Rabbi Yehuda. Not only doesn't everybody hold Tumah Tchuyehi B'tzibur, it's only Rabbi Shimon. We don't even passing like. How do you Pasha read this Gemara? So you know who asked this Kasha? Tosis asked this Kasha. And now does Tosis ask the Kasha? Tosis says it with the Ganze Ganze guy. He stelsu Irvin, Memvav, and Beis. That's where the Gemara talks about all the Kloli Apsak. And Tosis has a fascinating answer. The Eish Loimar, the Ashkacham Lekaman, Rabbi Yosi, the Nimuka Yimoy, the Sova Tumah Tchuyehi B'tzibur. You know why the Gemara said everybody holds Tumah Tchuyehi B'tzibur? This is V'aryeh. Because the Gemara doesn't just say that Rabbi Shimon holds Tumah Tchuyehi B'tzibur. The Gemara says even Rabbi Yosi holds. Oh, Rabbi Yosi holds Tumah. Oh, Rabbi Yosi holds Tumah Tchuyehi B'tzibur. Everybody holds Tumah Tchuyehi B'tzibur. So you know what? It's fascinating. It takes Rabbi Yosi and Muka Yimai to another level. Not only is it Rabbi Yosi, Memela Halacha Kemoise, if Rabbi Yosi held Tazai, everybody holds that way. And it even overrides the Machloikas from Shur. But the bottom line is just a very long-winded way of saying that the Halacha is Tumah Tchuyehi B'tzibur. And if the Halacha is Tumah Tchuyehi B'tzibur, it's fair to assume that if you have a Tana that steps forward and says something, he probably also holds Tumah Tchuyehi B'tzibur. That's what you're going to assume. The Kuli Amos of the Gemara, second Hanacha, in Atzitz Meratz Alachilas. It's Mistaber. The assumption is that everybody holds that even though the tzitz was meratza, but it wasn't meratza on achilas. Now, what does it mean the tzitz wasn't meratza on achilas? It means two things. We need the second. Number one, it means that if you have a carbon yachid and it's being brought betumah, doesn't allow you lekatchila now to go eat the carbon tumah. Just because the kohen gadol is wearing the tzitz doesn't mean you can go eat the carbon. That's pasha. But it also means something else. It means tzitz doesn't affect eichlin. Doesn't affect eichlin. So if there's tumah on the dam, then the tzitz can somehow whitewash that. If this tuman de imurin, which goes on the mizbeach, but an achilos, anything that's eaten, tuma doesn't have the ability to touch. It can't rear on anything that is achila related. The tzitz's power works on oilin, things that go on the mizbeach. But the tzitz doesn't have any ability to impart any energy of any sort on oichlin. Says the Gemara, how do I know that? Because look, Tana the Shamalei Damat Sitz Meratz Al Achilos El Rabbi Yes. Because the only Tana in the world that holds that Sitz is Meratz Al Achilos is Rabbi Tana. We learned to the Brisa. Rabbi Lez, I'm Rabbi Lez. It says Sitz Meratz Al Achilos. Rabbi Lez says the Sitz works Achilos. Says Rabbi Yosi, I'm in a Sitz Meratz Al Achilos. Rabbi Yosi said that the Sitz is not Meratz Al Achilos. So here it's a little more understandable because here it's Machlekes Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Yosi. So you have Rabbi Yosi that's Nimuka Ima that holds Sitz is not Meratz Al Achilos. The only one that holds Sitz Meratz Al Achilos is Rabbi Lez. And Rabbi Lez is Beishamai, and Beishamai B'makom Yisrael in a Mishnah. So here you could say say the kuli alma, everybody holds tzitz is not meratz on achilas. But the bottom line is, we just made two anachas. We made a hanacha tumat chuya betzibur, and we made a hanacha that tzitz is not meratz on achilas. Okay, if that's the case, here's the punchline. Name a masnis and the leiker of Yeshua. So it should come out that our Mishnah is the like Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara now is going to say, okay, who's this Rabbi Yeshua? The Tanya. And the Tanya is going to take us halfway down Ayin Zayin Amud Beis, and then the Gemara is going to explain the question. So let's just speak it out outside, then we'll see it inside, and then we'll speak it out again outside. And that is, the Gemara's kasha is as follows. It's mavur in the Mishnah that there's a concept that a carbon could be brought betumah, right? There's five carbonas that are brought betumah, they're just not nechal betumah. How is it brought betumah? Mayadai, or the drushes that the Gemara brought earlier in the Masechta, but it could be brought betumah. Here's the question. If we take two assumptions, number one, tumah tchuyah betziba, which means then that the only time a carbon tziba can be brought to tumah is when the kohen gadol is wearing the tzitz, or where the tzitz is being merat. It works with the tzitz. That's what tumah tchuyah betziba means, like we spoke at length earlier. Number two, tzitz is not merat on oichel. It doesn't help me for oichel. So tzitz can do its magic for oilin, things that go on the mizbeach, but it doesn't work for anything that's an oichel, anything that's going to be eaten. That means anytime you have a carbon tziba that's ba betumah, you have no oichel. That's what it means, because the oichel's tummy, right? We're assuming the carbon's tummy. So if the carbon and the physical carbon is tummy, so you have tumah tchuyah betzibur, you have the tzitz, but that only helps me for the dam. It helps me for anything that's going to go on the mizbeach, but it's not going to help me for oichlin. If I don't have oichlin, according to Rabbi Yeshua that holds, in ein basa ein dam, I don't have a carbon. So the Gemara says, "Leim masisim like Rabbi Yeshua." So it comes out that Unzer and Mishnah is the like Rabbi Yeshua. Now it's only because of both assumptions. It's only because we're assuming tumah tchuyah betzibur and tzitz is not meratz on achilas. Why? Let's speak it out. If you hold tumah hutcha betzibur, you don't need the tzitz. So who cares that the tzitz is not meratz on oichlin? It has nothing to do with tzitz. Teretz is tumah tchuyah betzibur, which means it does have to do with tzitz. If you hold that the tzitz could be meratz on oichlin, then you have no problem. So the tzitz is meratz on the oichlin, it's meratz on the oichlin. I have a perfect carbon over here. But if you hold tumah tchuyah betzibur A, which means I need to come onto the tzitz for a carbon tzibur, and I hold that tzitz is not meratz on oichlin B, so if that's the case, how does the Mishnah stem with Rabbi Yeshua? Because it's going to come out that every carbon above a tumah, there is no basar. If there's no basar, Rabbi Yeshua, she doesn't. According to Rabbi Eliezer, there is no halacha of ein basar right now. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, there is. And the Gemara says, who's this Rabbi Eliezer? Who Rabbi Yeshua? We already mentioned it twice. When we introduced this part of the sugya, now we just set it over outside again. Now the Gemara is going to go through it inside. And now is going to Gemara go through it, but the Gemara is going to bring Rabbi Yeshua Shita, Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Then the Gemara is going to bring Rabbi Yeshua's Makar. And then the Gemara is going to bring Rabbi Eliezer's Makar. And then the Gemara is going to say why Rabbi Eliezer doesn't hold of Rabbi Yeshua's Makar. And why Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold of Rabbi Eliezer's Makar. And if Rabbi Eliezer has such a good reason why he doesn't hold of Rabbi Yeshua's Makar, how come Rabbi Yeshua didn't hold of that reason? And it's going to be back and forth and back and forth. And this is going to take us literally a half a amitz. But the big picture is the kasha. So what's this? We're going to go through this quickly. Says in the Torah, you should bring a carbon oil, the basar and the dam. Rabbi Yeshua says, from the fact that the Torah put together the basar and the dam, we learn as follows. You see, the two are dependent on each other. Basar and dam come together. If there's no dam, there's no basar. That's pasha. If there's no basar, there's no dam. Blaz says no. Dam after bisha ain't basar. You can have dam even if there's no basar. He has a different pasuk. It says, v'dam zivachecha yishafech. Doesn't say anything about basar. You're right. One pasuk says basisa lesecha basav adam, but here it just says dam. So you see, dam in and of itself is good, even without pasuk. Umani mekayim basisa lesecha basav adam. So what do I do, Rabbi Eliezer, with the pasuk basar and dam? Doesn't just sound like basar and dam are contingent upon each other? Yeah, something else. Ma dam bezrika af basav bezrika. Just like the dam was dam bezrika, right? How did they put the dam on the mizbeach? Zrika. They threw it. Long range. So too, the basar had to be done bezrika as well. Heavy oimer. This is Rabbi Eliezer Shinta that holds lul katan yesh ben kevesh mizbeach. There was a small gap between the ramp and the mizbeach. So when they put the emurim on the mizbeach, they didn't hand it off. They actually had to throw it. It was done bezrika. How do I know that? Because the hektish between basar and dam. Just like the dam was bezrika, the basar. Rabbi Shua nami yoktiv dam zvachecha yishafich. Rabbi Shua that does learn the hektish of basar and dam. It says v'dam zvachecha yishafich amalucha ksiv gabe v'basar toichal. Being that it says right after v'dam zvachecha yishafich v'basar toichal. So Rabbi Eliezer, you're telling me it just says dam. What do you mean? Read the next word. V'dam zvachecha yishafich. And then it says v'basar toichal. So Rabbi Shua says to the contrary, Rabbi Eliezer, not only is your makar not a kash on me, it's a makar to me as well. That's the segue. V'handi trei kroi lomli. So if that's the case, Rabbi Yeshua, it sounds like you really have two makaris. V'asisna oilei secha ha-basar v'adam, basar and dam together. And then v'adam zvachecha yishafich, immediately later, v'abasar toichal. So why do you need two psukim? Chad ba'oile v'chad b'shlamin. Which is which? V'asisa oilei secha ha-basar v'adam. Emphasis on oilei secha. That's oila. The dam zvachecha zevach. Stam zevach in the Torah always means shlomo. So one is oila, the other one is shlomo. And I need absolutely God's rechman about that. I only said oila. I mean, I would have thought oila the chamirish ken kolo. Maybe only in oila you have this halacha the imbasar in dam because the whole thing was consumed on the mezach avosham the chamir. But a shlomo which is not so chamir. But God's rechman a shlomo had only said shlomo. I mean, I would have thought other rabba. Maybe shlomo is more chamir than oila. The isbu shtei achilos. Right? It's amazing sometimes in the tzrichas of gemaras the svaras that you find. I mean, these are usually fleeting havaminas, but interesting, throughout Shas, the oil is more chamer than the shlomim. It's kachem gadashim, this is kachem kalam. This goes completely to Hashem. But in our sugya, there's a havamina that maybe the shlomim is more chamer than the oil. Why? Because two achilos, part of it was eaten by the kohanim, and part of it was eaten by the mizbech. Aval oil, the less pesh de achilos, which in every other sugya in Shas is a chumra. Over here, it's a kulo. Eim aloi, kamash malan, that's the chiddush. That's why I need eim basar in dam, vasisa oiloi secha habas vadam, and I need it by shlomim. Vedam zvachecha, zvachecha is a shlomim, yishavech, which is rika. For Hadav Abasa Teichel, Rabbi Eliezer Nami Yekseva Abasa Teichel, Rabbi Eliezer learned the Dams Vachach Yishavik to teach me. There's no Allah Bein Basar in Dam. It says right after Abasa Teichel. I'm Lachah Humi Bayulish Ein Abasa Buda Bachila Achi Yizar Gadam. That's not coming to teach me Ein Basar in Dam. It's coming to teach me that you the Dam was matter the Zrika Bachila. That you need to do this Zrika in order to be able to eat the Basar. Ihachni Emakuli Lachi Uda Asa. So Rabbi Eliezer, how could you learn anything from that pasuk? The Dams Vachach Yishavik teaches me there's no Allah Bein Basar in Dam. The Dams Vachach teaches me you have to do a Zrika. The Abasa Teichel afterwards teaches me that the Zrika has to be matter the basal achilo. So the Gemara says, no. Dam afa bishayim basa minos. How does he know dam afa bishayim basa? Amalachayim came nicht brachmana basa toicha b'hadav v'dam v'chach yishafik. If that's what the pasuk was coming to say, it would have said in the reverse order. First, it would have said habasa toicha, and then it would have said v'dam v'chach yishafik. Why is that the better order? Because that's what it says in the beginning of the pasuk. Right? This is all the same pasuk, by the way. And then it says, in the beginning of the pasuk, first it says basar, and then it says dam. And then at the end of the pasuk, it says dam, and then it says basar. Let's just bother. Why do we flip it around? Shmamina, it's coming to teach me this halacha. Dam, afa bishayim basar. Shmamina also teaches me, she'ein abasam mutab achila achi zarek adam. Rabbi Yeshua, ein abasam mutab achila achi zarek adam. How does he know that? I mean, has Rabbi Yeshua know that the only time you can eat the basner is after you do this Riko. You can't tell me he learns it from Vedam Zvachach Yishafech Vahabasa Toichal because he needs that to teach me that Loch of Ein Basar Ein Dam by a Shlomim. So how does he know that the Zrikas matter the Basar Bachir, that you can't eat the Basar unless you do this Riko? He learns it from a Kalvachimur. Ma Emurim, Madach De Emurim, Dechi Lesnu Loi Ma'akvi. The Loch is, the Emurim are sometimes Ma'akev, the Achilas Basar, and sometimes they're not Ma'akev, the Achilas Basar. The Emurim is the Basar that went on the Mizbech. The Basar is the Basar that was eaten. So, ideally, you first are makta de murim, and then you eat the basar. But it's not ma'akiv. So if you have de murim, you have to do it in that order. If you don't have de murim, don't worry about it. That's in contrast to zrika, which had to precede the basar, but it was ma'akiv. Because if you don't have the dam, there's no basar. Main dam, main basar. So it says, Rabbi Yeshua, I know from a kavuchim. Madach e murim, dechiles nulay ma'akiv. If I don't have a murim, it's not ma'akiv da'achilas basar. Ki isnu ma'akvi. But if I do have it, it is ma'akiv da'achilas basar. Dam. Dechilei se ma'akiv. Dam, which when I don't have it, is ma'akiv. Ki isnu la'kol shkein ma'akiv. So certainly, if I don't have it, it has to be ma'akiv. So he said, Rabbi Yeshua, I know that Zrika is ma'akiv a basar, and it's ma'akiv from a kalvachim. Rabbi Eliezer, why don't you use the kalvachimer? Why do you have a pasuk for that? Says Rabbi Eliezer, because I hold milsa nasi b'kalvachimer, tarik v'kasuch lo'ikra. Rabbi Yeshua, kalecha digil midrash tashinon, he's not so into that. Meaning he holds that there's no reason to simply reject a pasuk by saying mil sadasi b'kavachem etarif akasa lakra. To the extent that you can make a drasha, I'd rather you make a drasha. Either way, that concludes the Gemara's just presentation of the machloikas between Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Yeshua and their respective sources. So what's the kash? Hashto. Let's go back to the kash. Leim mas isn't the like Rabbi Yeshua. The chumrit should come at that Amish is not like Rabbi Yeshua. Even though maybe it's tarti, because me the Rabbi Yeshua holds, you need two. You need the basner and the dam. And the tzitzah is not meratzah achilos. And we made an assumption that tumah is tchuyah b'tzibur, so you need the tzitzah. If that's the case, hechi yasi b'tumah. So how could you bring a carbon tzibur b'tumah? Again, if you have to have basar, and when a carbon's brought b'tumah, tumah tchuyah b'tzibur, which means you need the tzitzah, and the tzitzah is not meratzah on the basar, so I don't have tar basar. If I don't have tar basar, how am I bringing the carbon? Now again, if you held Tumah Hucha B'tzibah, this wouldn't be a problem. If you held the Tzitzis Meratz on Achilles, this wouldn't be a problem. But being that Tumah is Tchuyah B'tzibah, Savruah, that everybody holds Tumah Tchuyah B'tzibah, even though we don't understand that, but Savruah, everybody holds Tumah Tchuyah B'tzibah. And even though Savruah, that tzitz is not meratzah on achilos, and being that tzitz is not meratzah on achilos, so if that's the case, how do you have Rabbi Yeshua? You don't have basar. And according to Rabbi Yeshua, main basar ain't enough. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you don't need basar. But Rabbi Yeshua holds, v'sisoy leisecha basar v'adam, v'dam zvachecha yishofich v'basar toicha. You always put the basar and the dam together, which teaches me a main basar ain't dam. So what's going on? Zok the Gemara, afilu teimer Rabbi Yeshua. Maybe the Mishnah is Rabbi Yeshua. Kasav Rabbi Yeshua, tzitz meratza al ha'oilin. It's true Rabbi Yeshua holds, tzitz is not meratza on achilos, but it's meratza on the oilin, meaning some of the basar went on the Mizbeach. And being that some of the basar went on the Mizbeach, the imurin on that basar can be meratza. And that's enough for Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua doesn't need basar that you can eat. He just needs basar. So as long as I have basar that I could do something with, let it be the basar that goes on the Mizbeach. But at the end of the day, I have a shtickle basar. I have a kezias of emurin. So being that I have a kezias and emurin, and for that it sits is meratza, because it's only the oichlin that it's not meratza for. But the oilin, it is meratza. So for that, it's going to be, that's no good for the zvachim, the animals that were mentioned in the Mishnah. But what about the carbon oimer that was mentioned as one of the five in the Mishnah? And the shtei halechem, which is also a carbon. Over there, there was no oilin. Now the truth is, that wine in a vacuum, out of context, is not true. Because, of course, there were oilin. The oimer and the shnei alechem were menachos. Every mincha had a koimetz, and the koimetz went on the mizbech. The point is that the koimetz of a mincha, this is real kachin, is the equivalent thereof to the dam of a behema. But what Rabbi Yeshua needs in his world of an ein basar, ein dam, is not dam, he needs basar. Rabbi Yeshua's sheet doesn't need basar. That means what you would then need by a mincha is the equivalent thereof of basar. You don't have the equivalent thereof of basar by a mincha as it relates to oichlin, as it relates to oilin. Because, right, how did a mincha work? So a mincha, you had it was all soilus and sometimes shemen and sometimes levoina. You did a kmitza, you put the kaimitz on the mizbeach, and then you ate the shiari mincha. The rest of it was eaten by the kayanim. The kaimitz was the equivalent of the dam, and the shirayim that was eaten by the kayanim, that was the equivalent of the basam. You don't have the equivalent of the emurim. So you have oilin, of course you do. That corresponds to the dam. The only basar, quote unquote, that you would have, the only part of the mincha that's your proverbial basar would be the shirayim, which was eaten. It wasn't offered on the mizbeach; it was eaten. And if the halach is that tzitz is not meratza on an oichlin, so this whole Torah is not going to help you when it comes to a mincha. So the Gemara's cash is: what are you going to do with the mincha? Amri ki Amr Rabbi Shua Nami to be netarati bezvachim menachas layamri. Who said Rabbi Shua said his halacha by menachas? Maybe he only said his halacha by zvachim. By zvachim with his real basar. Oyla, shlamim, there is a thing. You need basar and you need dam. Maybe Rabbi Shimon never said his halacha by mincha. Makes sense. Who said he ever said it? Zot k'mar v'nachas lo yamar. Is that true? Could you say Rabbi Shimon never said his halacha by mincha? But tonight we learned in the Mishnah. Nit mushi yoreha. This Mishnah is a Masechtas Menachas. And it's talking about the shiari mincha. If the shiari mincha became tameh, or avdu shiyoreha, or they got lost, k'midas Rabbi Yazik shek, koin to Rabbi Yazik, it's kasha. K'midas Rabbi Yeshua psula, koin to Rabbi Yeshua, it's going to be basal. So again, you have the shirayim of a mincha, they got tamei, or they were lost. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's going to be okay. Why is it going to be okay? Because what essentially don't you have? The shirayim. The shirayim is the equivalent of the basa. Rabbi Eliezer, you don't need basa. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it's going to be a problem. And what do you see from here? The Rabbi Yeshua said his halacha even by a mincha. So don't tell me that Rabbi Yeshua never said his halacha vein basar ein dam by a mincha, because you see clearly he did say his halacha by mincha. So the Gemara says no. Even though it says in the Mishnah, kemidas Rabbi Yeshua psula, the Mishnah means kemidas veloy kemidas. Rabbi Yeshua, the be'in antarti, the loike, the kemid Rabbi Yeshua, the be'in antarti, the loike kemid is Rabbi Yeshua, the Rabbi Yeshua bezvachim amar, but menachas lo yamar. Ve'ilu haytana savra afilu b'menachas. Meaning, the way you read the Mishnah is not that Rabbi Yeshua holds it's possible. It's kemid is Rabbi Yeshua. There's a Tana that holds like Rabbi Yeshua and applied Rabbi Yeshua's halacha even to menachas. But it doesn't mean Rabbi Yeshua himself would apply his halacha to menachas. So you have a raya from there that there's a Tana in the world that holds that way, but you don't have a raya from there Rabbi Yeshua holds that way. So maybe Rabbi Yeshua said his halacha by zvachim, maybe he never said his halacha by menachas. So the Gemara asks two kashas. Number one, amanei hai Tana de koi gavasei mach mitfei minei. How come no one ever heard of this Tana? That Tana is not Rabbi Yeshua? I mean, really Rabbi Yeshua only said his halacha by zvachim, he didn't say his halacha by menachas. I there's a mission that says Rabbi Yeshua is shita by menachas. It's somebody else who pumped holes like Rabbi. Who is that Tana? For oy Tanya, besides, it's a mafurish of Braisa. Now, this Braisa we're about to learn is going to be part of tomorrow's daf. It's an impossible Braisa to read. Don't worry about it. Everything that is going to be difficult to read about the Braisa is going to be discussed in tomorrow's daf. Amar Rabbi Yoyis, even the words are very hard. Raya Anias, Tivri Rabbi Eliezer by Menachas u Bezvachin. I hold like Rabbi Eliezer by Menachas and Zvachin, but V'divrei Rabbi Yeshua b'zvachim v'menachas. I hold like Rabbi Yeshua by zvachim v'menachas. All he did was flip the order. V'divrei Rabbi Eliezer b'zvachim. I hold like Rabbi Eliezer b'zvachim shoyayim adam afal pishem baser bas. Afal pishem baser. He holds that you don't need baser. V'divrei Rabbi Yeshua b'zvachim. I hold like Rabbi Yeshua b'zvachim shoyayim ein dam ein baser. No, you have to have baser. Im ein baser ein dam. V'divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Menachem, you have to know where to put the commas there. But the point is that Rabbi Yossi basically said, I hold like Rabbi Eliezer by Zvachim and by Menachem, and I hold like Rabbi Yeshua by Menachem and by Zvachim, which of course is impossible because he can't hold like Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. We just need one thing from this right now. We'll need more from this tomorrow. But for today, we just need one thing. It's pretty clear that Rabbi Yossi understood that the machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua was said not only by Zvachim, it was said by Menachem as well. So if it was said by Menachem as well, you can't tell me Rabbi Yeshua never said his halacha by Menachem. Again, let's just regroup for 1 second. The Gemara said, name a masis and the like Rabbi Yeshua. The Mishnah said that there's 5 korbanos that could be brought betoma. That's what the Mishnah said. The Gemara says, the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yeshua. Why? Because we're making the assumption that when a korban is brought betoma, toma tchoye betziva, which means it only works with the tzitz. The tzitz never work for Eichlin, which means all korbanos that are going to be brought betoma, you're not going to have Eichlin. If you're not going to have Eichlin, and Rabbi Yeshua Shita is, and ain't basar, ain't dam, so you're stuck. So how do you ever have a carbon above a tum? That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara's initial reaction was, it's true, tzitz is not meratz on Eichlin, but it's meratz on Eichlin. The basar that goes on the Mizbecha can be meratz for, and that, Rabbi Yeshua holds, satisfies the criteria of basar. So you don't have a problem with ein basar ein dam because you'll have the emor. So the Gemara says, okay, that's fine. That's good for the kabbanis in the Mishnah, the kifsei atzeres, the sire regale, the sire rosh chadashim. There was some kabbanis mentioned in the Mishnah that had real basar. So good, you'll tell me that even though the tzitz is not meratz on the basar that was eaten, but it's meratz on the emurim, and that's going to be enough. What about the menachas that were mentioned? Menachas didn't have emurim. And even though there were parts of the mincha that corresponded to the zvacha, but there's no emurim piece. The koimitz that goes on the mizbech, that's the dam. The shiari mincha, that's the basa. There is no emurim. So if there's no emurim, that means there's no proverbial basa. If there's no proverbial basa, then the chur, the mission is the like Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara said, no, maybe Rabbi Yeshua never said his halacha by mincha. You're assuming Rabbi Yeshua has a problem by mincha? His whole makar is basa, dam. Mincha doesn't have basar anyway, so maybe it doesn't hold of the whole halacha. We just proved that that's not the case. We have a Mishnah Menachis, we have Rabbi Yossi, who said, I hold like Rabbi Eliezer by Menachis, then he said, I hold like Rabbi Yeshua by Menachis, but clearly there is a Rabbi Yeshua Shita by Menachis. So again, name a Masis and the like Rabbi Yeshua, Elo says the Gemara, Ksav Rabbi Yeshua, Tzitz Meratz Alach Ilois. Wow, you have to fall off of that anacha. The whole kasha was based on 2 assumptions. Number 1, Tumat Chuyi B'tzibah, number 2, Tzitz Meratz on Eichlin. You have no choice. If you want the Mishnah to work with Rabbi Yeshua, you'd have to say Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold it a second anacha. He holds that the tzitz is miratze anachilas. Ihochi, if that's the case, frank the Gemara, my kemidas Rabbi Yeshua psula. The Mishnah in Menachas that the Gemara brought earlier, nitmu shiyareo, or avdu shiyareo. So what did the Mishnah say? According to Rabbi Yehaz, it's kasha. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it's possible. Why do we assume according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's possible? What happened to the tzitz? Because the tzitz is not miratze on the oichlin, and therefore, ain basar ain not. But if Rabbi Yeshua's shita is that by that tzitz is meratz on achilos, so if tzitz is meratz on achilos, you don't have a problem over there of ein basar and ein dam. So the Gemara says, you have to say, avid v'sarif, that when Rabbi Yeshua in that Mishnah says, k'midas Rabbi Yeshua, it's going to be a problem, it's referring to where it got lost or it got burnt. But en chanami, if it was nitma, it's not a problem. Even though Rabbi Yeshua holds ein basar and ein dam, but this is Rabbi Yeshua l'shitasoy, that holds you're always going to have the tzitz anyways. And the tzitz is meratz on achilos. Elo nitma l'manktonis. So the Gemara says, then why did the Mishnah even mention nitma? The Rabbi Eliezer? So you're telling me for Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer who holds that it's a problem, so the Mishnah is telling me that it's not a problem. He doesn't hold of a main basar ein dam. So that's why we mentioned the Gemara says pshita. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's pash. Hash the madach yishlema avid v'sarif the last no machshir Rabbi Eliezer nitmat isemi baya. If Rabbi Eliezer holds that when you don't even have it, it's going to be okay. Certainly, if you have it and it's tummy and there's a tzitz, of course it's going to el pshita Rabbi Yeshua v'ktani psula. So obviously the Mishnah mentioned going to Rabbi Yeshua, which means that it's obvious that Rabbi Yeshua holds that if it's nitma, it's possible. That means the tzitz is not meratz on oichlin. So you can't tell me that the Mishnah kishim with Rabbi Yeshua because the second of the 2 premises that we made is not true. Because really, Rabbi Yeshua holds tzitz meratz on oichlin because you see from the Mishnah Menachos he doesn't hold tzitz meratz on oichlin. But and another cash is Tanya Rabbi Yeshua Omer. Rabbi Yeshua said Kol Svachim Shabbatayra. All karbanos in the Torah. Ben shenitma basar v'chelav kaim. Uben shenitma chelav v'basar kaim. Zayrek es adam. Rabbi Yeshua says that all zvachim, as long as you have either the basar or the chelav, either one, meaning either the oichlin or the oilin, either the basar that was eaten or the imurim that were put on the mizbech, you can do gezerika. Avol nitmu travayulai. But if both of them become tamei, then it's not okay. Al makasav Rabbi Yeshua einatzitz miratze. This is a real problem. Because here you see that Rabbi Yeshua holds that it's not even Miratza on the oil. Right? This is an issue. Because even Because if it was at the very least meratz on the oilin, then if I have basar and I have a murim that atame, let it at least be meratz for the emurim, and based on that, it's going to be okay. So the Gemara says like this: you have no choice but to say the following. Elul oilin Rabbi Yeshua. Really, the mission's going according to Rabbi Yeshua. But masnis v'loy kasha. Ay l'chura. What happened to main basar and dam? How could you have a carbon abrah betoma? Toma tchuy betzibur. Tzitz is not meratz on oichlin. Even the oilin maybe. So you're not going to have a basar. If you don't have a basar, you don't have a kosher carbon. Kan lekatchila kan diyevet. Ki amar Rabbi Yeshua lekatchila. When Rabbi Yeshua said, ein basar ein dam, lekatchila ein basar ein dam. But the yevet loy. But the yevet it's going to be kosher. And our mission is talking about the yevet. But erachinami, lekatchila, it's going to be an issue. Not tamer, the shani lehi Rabbi Yeshua being lekatchila the yevet. How do you know Rabbi Yeshua makes this distinction between lekatchila and the yevet? The tanya we learned to the brayse. Nitma basar, ish and ifsal. If the basar became tamei, or if it became pas, ish yatzchutz laklam. Rabbi Yehaza, imi yizarek. Rabbi Yeshua, imi lo yizarek. Rabbi Yeshua said, don't do this rik. Rabbi Yeshua shim zarak hurtza. Rabbi Yeshua's moida that b'di'eved, it's going to be okay. So if Rabbi Yeshua holds that b'di'eved, it's going to be okay. So you see that even according to Rabbi Yeshua, there's a concept, right? Nitma basar, oishin nifsal, oishin yasachot zotklam. This is Rabbi Yeshua shiti, you need the basar. Lo yizarek. But Rabbi Yeshua's moida b'di'eved, it's okay. So you see Rabbi Yeshua holds his moida that b'di'eved, it's okay. So if b'di'eved, it's okay, then l'chura, the mission should be okay. But the Gemara says that it doesn't really work. Because chada, the psula d'yeved mashma. When Rabbi Yeshua said this halacha, of an ein basar ein dam, he said that it's going to be psula. And psula is mashma b'di'eved. So you have to figure out how to reconcile all this. But the point is, I think Rabbi Yeshua shita is that psula means b'di'eved. V'oi, and besides, not only doesn't work in Rabbi Yeshua, it doesn't work with the Mishnah either. Because the Mishnah says, chamisha dvarim ba'in. Look, it says there are five karbanis, right? What was the lashon of the Mishnah? Betoma. Ba'in sounds like the katchila mashma. The katchila, you can come. So it doesn't sound like it's a b'di'eved. It sounds like it's even a l'katchila. So Gemara says, Elo, after all this, you have to say loy kasha, kan b'yachid, kan b'tzibur. You have to say there's a chiluk between a carbon yachid and a carbon tzibur. What does that mean? It's true Rabbi Yeshua holds that the tzitz is not meratzah on oichlin. And it's true that Rabbi Yeshua holds a main basar ein dam. But this has no bearing on a carbon tzibur. You know why? Because tumah hutra b'tzibur. We asked the kasha based on two hanochas. Tumah tchuya b'tzibur, number one. And number two, the second hanocha was tzitz is not meratzah on oichlin. If tumah is tchuya b'tzibur, and therefore you have to come on to the tzitz, so the tzitz is not meratzah. But if Sophia MS, really Rabbi Yeshua's sheet is that tumah hutra b'tzibur, so you have the basar. Eitz tzitz is not meratzah on oichlin, and you need to have basar, or it's tumah hutra b'tzibur. Tumah hutra b'tzibur, it's not going to be an issue. Let's learn a little bit more Gemara, because really it's one continuation. It says the Gemara, okay. So we asked the kasha, name of Masnis and the like Rabbi Yeshua, and we deflected it. The maskana, how did we deflect it? We came out there, Rabbi Yeshua holds tumah hutra b'tzibur. Tumah hutra b'tzibur, yes, there's nothing to do with any basar ein dam. Says the Gemara, name of Masnis, like Rabbi Yossi. Say, it's going to be a similar exercise, but instead of Rabbi Yeshua, now we're talking about Rabbi Yossi. Tanya, we learned to the Brice, Rabbi Loza, Oymer. This Brice was mentioned in today's daf, and Ayin Zayin Amad Aleph. Rabbi Loza says, Hatzitz Meratz al Achilos. The tzitz is Meratz al Achilos. So you have a carbon yachid, and the basar became tameh. Don't worry about it. The tzitz takes care of it. Rabbi Yosi Oimer. Rabbi Yosi said, "Ain't a tzitz meratz al achilos." The tzitz is not meratz al achilos. So that's the one. So good. I come to come. Rabbi Yosi, "Ain't a tzitz meratz al achilos." If Rabbi Yosi is talking about the tzitz not being meratz al achilos, what's the case? You have a carbon yachid. It's tameh. You have a problem with the basa now. So says Rabbi Yosi, "Don't worry about it. Tzitz is meratz al achilos." Now, why would he even be having the conversation of tzitz being meratz al achilos? Who cares? What's the problem? Oh, must be Rabbi Yeshua's feeling. He was like Rabbi Yeshua. Don't be an entirety. He holds you have to have basa. If you don't have basa, you're not going to have a kosher or carbon. If that's the case, name hash the masis and like Rabbi Yosi. So the chayr, should we say then that the mission is not like Rabbi Yosi? It's the same kasha. Basically, all we just did was we proved that Rabbi Yosi is Rabbi Yeshua. We didn't see Rabbi Yosi holds like Rabbi Yeshua that him ain't basar ain't dam because he said that the tzitz is not meratz on achilos. Who needs the tzitz to be meratz on achilos? Hey, you want to eat the basar? I hear, but what's the difference? Lamais, it doesn't impact the kashrus of the carbon because you don't need basar for the carbon. Oh, must be Rabbi Yosi holds like Rabbi Yeshua that you need basar in order to have a carbon. So if you need basar in order to have a carbon, then that's why you need the tzitz. That means he holds like Rabbi Yeshua. He holds him ain't basar ain't dam. If it ain't basar ain't dam, then let's make the same two anochas. So vrua that tumas tchuy betzibur, and this you don't even have to make anocha. Rabbi Yosi's shita is that tzitz is not meratz on achilos. That's for sure. That is Rabbi Yosi's shita, right? We had no information about whether Rabbi Yeshua holds tzitz is meratz on achilos. At least not initially. Here, Rabbi Yosi is the bala memro. He's the one that holds that tzitz is not meratz on achilos. So is the mishnah the like Rabbi Yosi again? It's the same kasha. Just like the mishnah was like Rabbi Yeshua. Now that we know Rabbi Yosi holds that a main basar ain't dam, so the churid should come out that the mishnah is also the like Rabbi Yosi. Gemara says lie. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yezza, Sfirle, Rabbi Yosi really holds like Rabbi Yezza, Dom Adam, Alpha Bishay and Basar. Who said he holds like Rabbi Shua, main Basar ain't Dam? Frey to Gemara, I Hachil, my Hilchas ain't Sis Maratz al Achilles. So why Rabbi Yosi say that Sis Maratz al Achilles? What does it have to do with anything? Gemara asks the most obvious follow up question of all time. Ulita Mech, Rabbi Yezza, Dom Adzitz Maratz. Rabbi Yosi's Baal Plukta is Rabbi Eliezer. He holds Tzitzis Meratz on Achilles. Now, if you're telling me the only time you could have a machloikas Tzitzis Meratz on Achilles ain't Tzitzis Meratz on Achilles is if you hold him ain't Basar ain't Dam, because otherwise it doesn't matter. Rabbi Eliezer is the one that holds you don't need Basar. And Rabbi Eliezer is the one that holds Tzitzis Meratz on Achilles. So why do you say it? According to you, Rabbi Eliezer that says Tzitzis Meratz, even though Amar Dam Alpha Bishayin Basar, Tzitzis Meratz on Achilles, my Hilchasa. Why did he say it? Elamai must be that you can have a machloikas whether Tzitzis Meratz on Achilles or Tzitzis not Meratz on Achilles, regardless of your position as it relates to Machloikas, Rabbi Eliezer Yeshua, and ain't Basar ain't Dam. Meaning just because Rabbi Yosi holds ain't Tzitzis Meratz on Achilles doesn't presuppose that he holds like Rabbi Yeshua and ain't Basar ain't Dam. Where's the Negeo? Le mikve bepigo ulafuke midei meila komifli. The halach is that if someone has a machsheves pigel, it messes up the carbon. But the only time a machsheves pigel impacts the carbon is if you did four kasher avoidos. Shechita kabbalah halach. You're going to say, what do you mean you did four kasher avoidos? You had a machsheves pigel. You're right. Barring the pigel, put the pigel aside. Everything else was perfect, then you could have pigel. But if you messed up the shechita kabbalah halach is in any other way, shape, or form, so then the halach is that the carbon can't become pigel. Another halacha. So meaning you need a zrika, a kasha zrika, in order to have a pigle. Without a kasha zrika, you can't have pigle. It's a little counterintuitive, but this is the halacha. The same is true for mi'ila. Kachi kadashim is subject to mi'ila. Once you do zrika with kachi kadashim, the basar becomes mutav achila, and because the basar is mutav achila, it's no longer kachi kadashim, and as a result, you can't be ma'il behektish anymore. The special laws of mi'ila don't apply anymore. So it says, the Gemara, you want to know what the machloik is between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yosi over here was, it was negeya the zrika, and where you had basar, that's tamei, and the question is, is the tzitz meratz an achilo? It's meaning, is the zrika going to be a good zrika? What would be the issue? The fact that the bus is tummy? No, the issue is not the fact that the bus is tummy. The question is the fact that the bus is tummy going to impact the zrika lemikve bepigol ulafuke midei meilo kamiflegi? As it relates to other dinim of zrika, Rabbi Eliezer, Sub Rabbi Eliezer says meratz tzitzi love, that the tzitz is going to be meratza umashvile ketar, and as a result, it's going to make it as if it's tahar, the kavale be pigle, and therefore the zrika will be a good zrika with regards to pigle. Umapikle that midei meila, and it's going to be a good zrika as it relates to removing it from meila. Rabbi Yosi Sava, Rabbi Yosi says loy mirata tzitzi lave. The tzitz doesn't work. Vloy mashvale ketar. So therefore, it doesn't make ketar. Vloy kavale be pigle. Vloy mapikle midei meila. But the point is that what the Gemara is saying is that from the fact that Rabbi Yosi holds that tzitz is not mirata nachilos, is not a raya that he holds a main basar and dam. And if there's no raya that he holds a main basar, so really, it has no bearing on our sugya. So there's no reason to say that our mission is the like Rabbi Yosi. One more Gemara. Maskif lo Rav. Maskif lo Rav Mori. Nay, nami Rabbi Yosi stuff like Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, so we just said maybe Rabbi Yosi holds like Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore there's no reason to say that he holds a main basar and dam. Bishleim is zvachim ikudam. I understand by zvachim there's dam. Oy menami ikukoymitz. Lechem aponim nami ikabazichim. All these karbonis have something that went on the mizbech. Elo shtei alechem ma'ikulameimer. But as relates to the shtei alechem, there was nothing that went in the mizbeach. So if there was nothing that went in the mizbeach, so lechayra over there, you're always going to have the problem of ein basar ein dam. V'chitem lekarevim moem. If you're going to tell me, maybe what it means is that the tzitz is going to be meratza for the carbon that was brought with the shtei alechem. There was carbonus that were brought with it. Behind you shalmi tzibur, isn't that included in shalmi tzibur? So if that's what the mission is referring to, imkain habadu arba v'anacham yishat tanan. And our mission said five. Simar says elok asaver Rabbi Yosi tuma hotcher betzibur. You're right. What you have to say is that Rabbi Yosi holds tuma hotcher betzibur. Meaning, if he holds tuma, so there's no reason to assume that the mission is the like Rabbi Yosi. Great, you can't say Rabbi Yosi is tuma hotcher betzibur because v'tanya echaz avechaz emazan olav kol shivim mikol chatoy shayu sham devi Rameir. That Rameir said that the kohen that was soyif as a parah, the kohen that used to bring the parah aduma, and the kohen gadol that was going to do the avodah on Yom Kippur. So before they did their respective jobs, they went through a 7-day training program, and one of the things that they got during the 7 days was every day they used to sprinkle on them the efer of the parah aduma. Rabbi Yosi, I'm a mazal shishi v'shvi. They didn't have to do it every day, only the third and the seventh day. But we just need one thing. If you're going to tell me Rabbi Yosi holds tumah chotcher betzibur, why do you have to do azah in the first place? Ela machvartam asizim like Rabbi Yosi must be. You have no choice. You're going to have to say that our Mishnah is the like Rabbi Yosi. So we're able to make the Mishnah work with Rabbi Yeshua, even though he holds a main basar ein dam. Why? Because Rabbi Yeshua's shita is maybe that Tumah Hodja B'Tzibur. And if you hold Tumah Hodja B'Tzibur, so it comes out that the Mishnah is not a stira to the halacha of Im Ein Basar Ein Dam. The Gemara held that Rabbi Yossi, who holds that Tzitz is not Meratza and Achilois, is also contradicted by our Mishnah for more technical reason, because Shtei Alechem is not going to work, and it should be four, it shouldn't be five. But the point is, there, the Gemara couldn't say that Rabbi Yossi holds Tumah Hodja B'Tzibur, which would have knocked it out, because if Tumah Hodja B'Tzibur, then we don't care about the Tzitz, because we happen to have other information that Rabbi Yossi Shita is that Tumah is the Chuya B'Tzibur, because from the fact that they tried going out of their way to make the Kangalot Tar and Yom Kippur, it must be Tumah's Chuya B'Tzibur. Because if Tumah Hodja B'Tzibur, let it be Tumah. It's a carbon, the whole Avoid in Yom Kippur is carbon and Tzibur anyways. Must be the Mishnah, although it could stem with Rabbi Yeshua, is the like Rabbi Yossi.